The time is 8:56. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm Jim Meadows, and it's time for our opening commodity market report. And if my notes are correct, I'm saying good morning to Brian Stark with the Andersons in Champaign. Good morning.
This is Pete Peterson. So, yep, I'm in there this morning for
Brian. Hi, Pete.
Good morning. The markets are mixed this morning. September corn is 442 and a half, up four. December, 464 and a quarter, up three and three quarters. March, 479 and a quarter, at three and a half. Beans, August, were at 1191 and a quarter, down one and a half. November is 1191 and a half, up a half. January, 1205 and three quarters, up three quarters. On wheat, September, we're at 670 and a half, up 25 and a half. December, 684 even, up 24 and a quarter. And March, 695 even, up 23 and a quarter. Corn is higher on continued Strait of Hormuz worries as crude hovers near $80 a barrel. This combined with a hot, dry 6 to 10 day forecast for the Corn Belt lends support. The soy complex is mixed this morning, led by today's anticipated June NOPA crush numbers, setting a new June record, yet being lower than last month's numbers. And wheat leads up this morning on renewed Black Sea region drone strikes with reports of attacks on agricultural ships. A mixed South American weather forecast as Argentina received light rains and Brazil remains hot in the northern, north central areas. Thank you.